This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, the All-Star break is this week, but starting Friday night, the Cardinals host the Diamondbacks, and there are great giveaways all series long, including a golf umbrella courtesy of St. Louis Children's Hospital. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly. What else is there?
There isn't.
It's only
much
day
else.
One of a 5-day week, Jim, and there's nothing going on.
It was really rough coming in today going, it's Monday? Those 4 days we had off are over? We got a full week?
Oh.
And there's no sports going on? Unless you're an All-Star Game fan? That's pretty much it.
You kidding me? NBA Summer League?
To be fair, there was big news over the weekend.
Right?
You should probably give that some love. Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers, who then executed the trade to Oklahoma City for Paul George, and now it seems that the Oklahoma City Thunder are in full dismantle mode.
And so
there's rumors of them ready to ship out Russell Westbrook now.
My favorite part about NBA, just in general, the games are fun to watch, certainly a lot of talent there, but how much power and control a couple players have in the league, that's what makes the league great. Because Kawhi Leonard, you know, deciding on whether, you know, L.A. market, did he go to Toronto, and they're a secret team, you know, the mystery team, and he held up the Lakers from signing any free agents and then choosing the Clippers, and they are left kind of hanging a little bit outside of Anthony Davis. So I love the power that just a Kawhi Leonard offseason had on the whole free agency of the league. That's fun.
It amazes me to that point how much the true superstar has, how much power they have. As you pointed out, on the flip side of that, with the NBA, it also amazes me how awful the bottom of the league is and how
it will be for a while.
And it takes forever for them to become relevant. I mean, it goes in a cycle. But for the most part, if it's at the bottom of that league, it's grossly awful to watch.
The best part about the Kawhi Paul George is people always think, oh, when superstars get together, they're best friends. You know, they kind of want to relive a dream of playing together. You know, you see that all the time. However, it come to find out, Kawhi and Paul George, I mean, they're not enemies or anything. They don't really talk. They never hang out in the offseason. Kawhi Leonard just thought of a player that would work well for him, that both players would get the most out of each other, and decided that Paul George wasn't that player. So not only is it like they're not really friends and haven't been talking that much, they don't really hang out at all. Yet they were able to, you know, set aside their superstar differences and join forces in L.A. I think that's fantastic because most of the time you see LeBron or somebody else grabbing a buddy and dragging them to the destination. This time it was just, you know, this is a perfect fit. Me and you would play well together. Let's do it. And then they went. That's great.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works. I don't think you can do that in baseball. I know guys talk, but you don't see that kind of power in baseball. You don't see it, obviously, in football, because the salary cap screws that up.
There's a lot of gray areas in basketball to where, obviously, there are reporters and paparazzi out there taking pictures of meetings that players are having with other teams, and then you kind of see, after that meeting, you see a player meeting with another player. I don't know what the gray area is. It seems like there's a lot of, you know, whining and dining player on player. It seems illegal, but to me, that's what makes the NBA great.
Collusion is encouraged in the NBA.
Free agency is must watch. It ends in 2 days, and it's like a huge F5 tornado, and I love that because baseball now, free agency is moving into, you know, the midway point of April and May now to where some players aren't getting signed. So I like when it's all done in a week span, superstar trading teams. It makes it fun.
We do have a lineup. I'll read this because there is historical significance to it. It's a National League lineup.
Okay.
It reads as follows. Christian Yelich in left field, batting first. Javi Baez at short, batting second. Freddie Freeman at first, batting third. Cody Bellinger in right, batting fourth. Nolan Arenado batting fifth, playing the fifth spot in the defensive lineup at third. DH Josh Bell behind the plate is Wilson Contreras, batting seventh. Ketel Martin at Second base, batting eighth, and batting ninth, and center is Ronald Acuna Jr. And this is a meaningful lineup in that, according to Bob Nightingale, this is the youngest lineup in All-Star game history.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That is awesome. Hey, you, with Yelich leading off, maybe he'll have his Bo Jackson moment.
There you go.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be neat.
I hope that happens. That would be awesome, although Verlander is going to be tough to pop one off of him.
Well, Verlander's had rough first innings before in the All-Star game.
He's given up some
2012?
Homers. Yeah. He gives up a few homers. So, yeah, maybe he'll have his Bo Jackson moment. There's a reason to tune in early.
That'll wrap up the show here today. The Cam Jansen Show coming up from 12 until 1, followed by the Hardline, and then the Frank Opinion Show. I do want to mention, though, before we wrap up, one more time, the Maryville University listener line. Visit maryville.edu for more information. And Schnucks. This week, I have more big news from Schnucks. They are launching a brand new line of their own ice cream, and it's real ice cream, not the stuff others have that they have to call frozen dessert because we don't use the best ingredients. This is the good stuff, and they have unique and innovative flavors, such as fire and ice, maple walnut, blackberry cheesecake. That's just a few of the 19 indulgent flavors.
Wow.
If you're looking to treat yourself with a step up to a premium ice cream made with the very best ingredients and no artificial colors or flavors, then you have to try the new Schnucks Culinaria ice cream as well. Small batches, the old-fashioned way, slow cooking the cream, available in all the Schnucks. Just check them out at any of the area Schnucks locations. We'll be at the Schnucks in O'Fallon, Illinois, on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to have to try that ice cream.
We will have to try
it. Perfect for summertime.
Maybe the manager's listening. We can try the ice cream and the brats and the chips that they have.
Johnny Lomax is going out there right now.
Johnny, drop a hint.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you for your help. Plowsy, yep. Thank you for your help. Frank Cusimano will be back tomorrow. This has been the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com.